This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. I'm so pleased to have in with me in the studio, from the Perth Legion, it is Len Packer. Len, welcome to Lake 88.
Oh, thank you.
It's your first time here as well, so we're excited to have you, that's for sure. And you're going to be talking about a very important campaign that happens every year. This would be the Poppy campaign, right?
Poppy campaign, yeah.
So before we get into that, just tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been a member of the Legion, sir?
Been a member for about 20 years. I was in the Canadian Forces for 37, 29 Reg Force, and 8 years reserve.
Thank you so much for your service, first and foremost. Very appreciative, that's for sure. You also, before we get into the Poppy campaign, people may recognize you. You've got a banner that is up right now.
Yes, right across from the Metro store.
And these banners, they're just absolutely phenomenal. We've talked to the Legion before about these, and they'll be up until a little past Remembrance Day, I do believe. But they honor our veterans such as yourself. And you were saying, you know, on Wilson Street here where we are, there's a family connection between some of these banners that are up here, sir.
My in-laws, the Moody's, are up out front. My wife's grandfather and her uncle, her father, her brother, and then myself. So
I think that's so incredible to hear that, because I remember when this first started, they had, I don't know how many banners they had, but year after year, it just sort of grows. And they're finding more places to put these banners up so that more and more people can be honored. And that sort of happened with your family too, right? Like, it started a little bit smaller and then more and more people wanted to be involved.
Yes, exactly. At first, the mother-in-law didn't like the idea, but when she saw her husband's father up there, then she made a point of, hey, yeah, let's jump on the wagon and everything else. The other thing about it too is a lot of people are under the impression that it was only for veterans who have passed away, mm-hmm. but it's for all veterans. So I had friends drive through here and they saw my banner up there, and they thought I had died, so they contacted my wife and said, what happened to Len? I see his banner up there, but it's not that there. It's everybody recognizing the members of the family.
And I think it's important that we do that, because it shows the passage of time. It really shows the history of the military and members who have served in this town and people who have come to this town as well. So having those multi-generations represented is very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about the work that, before we get into the Poppy campaign, the work that the Legion does in town. Like, it's an amazing place, isn't it?
It is, and it's changed over the years. Initially, when the Legion came out, it was for members only. And then as, of course, veterans move on in life and everything else, and there was nobody going to the Legions, and they had to, how are they going to stay open to still support all the veterans that are still out there and that are becoming veterans down the road? So it's now an open-door policy. Anybody can go to the Legion at any time. If you want to become a member, that door is open as well.
And it is, like you said, it's a gathering place. It's also a place to honor. We have that beautiful Hall of Remembrance in Perth. It is just absolutely incredible in the upstairs part of the Legion there.
Yes, and it's quite surprising what the artifacts that they have in there from both wars and the ongoing wars that are out there. So
yeah, and if you haven't been to it, when it is open to the public, I strongly suggest, there's very few displays like that in small towns across Ontario, even probably across Canada. It's one of the finest collections.
Absolutely. The other thing is, if they want a group session, if they get hold of the Legion or the, I think it's Stacey Nicolou that looks after groups and everything else, get hold of him and he'll make special arrangements to have it open for you anytime that you want to come to visit.
Fantastic. I imagine schools have come by. And
Yes. There's a elementary school just recently that's looking for 4 visits. for her classes. So
wow, that's fantastic, and it's living history right in front of you, being able to see those artifacts up close. In order to help pay for a number of things that go on in the Legion, the annual poppy campaign is incredibly vital, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and it starts about 2 weeks before Remembrance Day, November 11th. So it's known as the last Friday of October. So you can end up with a two-week or three-week period.
Oh, that's good. And we see the boxes go out there, and people just ask to pick up a poppy, make a small donation. And that's the other thing, too. It's whatever you can afford to give, right?
That's right. That's right. We have... four stores, the Metro, the LCBO, the Independent Grocers, Barnaby's, and Giant Tiger, where not only do they have the boxes inside the store, but we have representative of members or volunteers standing out there in uniform, possibly, and that, again, with the poppies and maybe some other intricate... stores.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it's I have to tell you, the poppies are designed perfect because every time I lose one, I have to buy another one, right? So, and you have to, you know, there's military in my family, so I want to make sure I'm wearing a poppy. And I mean, all kidding aside, though, it is the biggest fundraiser, you know, that you do host every single
yes.
year.
Yeah, every Legion, that's their biggest fundraiser. So.
And what does the money go towards, sir?
The money goes towards supporting the veterans in every day-to-day life, bursaries for high school students, college, and university. Matter of fact, we just got a brochure out today that the 23-24 bursary program is on, so I'll be taking forms to the schools so that they're aware. It's usually for, the bursaries are for the members, veterans, ladies auxiliaries, associate members down the line. So
it's really, it's amazing because people may not realize just how much is funded by this poppy campaign. It's a show of remembrance. It's a show of respect. And also it really does cast a broad net, if you will, in the number of lives that it can affect.
Yes, yes. You take at the local long-term care facilities, we can go to any of the veterans in there, give them a nice basket of some sort there of toiletries and or chocolates or stuff like that. If they can't make it for Christmas or they're living on their own, we do Christmas baskets for them. And it all comes out of the poppy fund.
So. Wow, that's just amazing. It really is. So the last Friday... of October, that's when you're going to be out, and you're just asking people to please support the campaign.
Exactly, yeah.
And then one thing, I always make an attempt to go to the service here in town on Remembrance Day, and I think it's just a beautiful thing when everybody takes their poppies off at the end of that service and then goes and puts them onto the various wreaths and all that as well. So it's a great way to, you know, to honor the day, honor the people who have fought for us as we mark that day. I'm sorry if I'm stumbling over my words a bit here, but it's a great way to finish that ceremony is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, yeah. And the difference this year is it's going to be on a weekend. Mm-hmm. So with it being on a weekend, during the week, we normally get a lot of students from the various schools show up on the weekends. You won't have as many students, but usually there's more adults and they bring their children along with them. So
yeah, and that is true. It's going to be on a Saturday, and more people not working should be showing up. And the turnout has been great in recent years as well, despite, you know, a couple of lower... I do believe it was canceled 1 year because of COVID, but whenever it is on, like, the turnout has been really healthy, and that just must be an incredible show of support for you.
The turnout is really amazing here in Perth.
Indeed. Yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to leave our listeners with, sir, before I let you go?
The only thing is the gathering for Remembrance Day is around 10:30 in the morning on Drummond in front of the memorial gates. Mm-hmm. The form up for the members and vigils is 10:40. The commencement of the service is at 10:50, and roughly it lasts for about a half hour to 45 minutes. Then everybody is dismissed or marched off. And then there's a gathering at the Legion for everybody that's welcome to come. there's two sides. One's for snacks and sandwiches and that, and then the other side would be like if everybody wants a sociable drink.
Excellent. Well, we will be making sure that people know about that too as we do get closer to it. I know that we will have a couple more guests in from the Legion leading up to Remembrance Day as well. Thank you so much, Len, for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Anytime.
All right. Best of luck with the campaign.
Thank you.
Len Packer, our guest today from the Perth Legion. The Poppy Campaign is coming up the last Friday of October. Do not forget to get yours. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. We'll do it all again tomorrow.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.